Hello.
Hello, is Jacob Mountain there?
This is Jacob.
Good evening. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Whatever the 100% yes answer is.
definitely and probably we have.
Then definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age for statistical purposes?
25.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Perfect.
The first one is making college more affordable.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
3.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Good question. Is there like a midway point of like just kind of eh?
The options that we have is strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
I'll put somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
25.
Democrats in Congress.
43.
And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
75.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate, we're going to go back to the scale of 0 to 10 of how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important. Any number between 0 and 10. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
90.
Oh, it is from 0 to 10.
Nine.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
6.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, considering that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I do not support that.
The scale that we have is somewhat opposed and strongly opposed.
Then somewhat opposed.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
What are the options for the answer?
For this one, we have much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, and much more harm.
Some benefit?
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. And regardless of when you where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Here we have two definitions. The first one is prohibition. Prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing higher taxes, high taxes to make tobacco products more prohibitive. The second definition is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Now I ask again, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to, read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. And here we're going to use a scale of very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. The first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Not concerned.
And is that not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
The next one is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Not very concerned.
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund the government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Not very concerned.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now,
sure.
I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number, once again, between 0 and 10. The first one is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
And what's the scale one more time for this one?
0 to 10, where 0 means you do not agree with a statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 10 means you strongly agree.
And I can use any number 1 through 10?
Any number, yes.
I'll put a 7 for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next one is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and will get more people killed.
I agree. Or 10, I guess, on that one.
Thank you. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be focusing or continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Eight.
Thank you very much. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. The next battery of questions are a callback to the first two questions that we had, but we have to make them just to make sure that we're right on the scale. Now,
sure.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. And considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It would have no impact.
Thank you. Now, we're almost there, but first, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda pops or sodas, yes or no?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Dip or Chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Say it one more time.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Yes.
Coffee.
Yes.
Cigars.
No.
Cigarettes.
No.
Beer.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry, what do you mean exactly?
The highest degree that you have received.
A bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Well, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation.
Sure. Yep. All right. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. And goodbye.